you told me, babe, someday these will be the good old days. All the love you forget, and all these reckless nights you regret. Someday soon your whole life's gonna change. You'll miss the magic of these good old days.
I was thinking about the band. I was thinking about the fans. We were underground, loading merch in that 12-passenger van. In a small club in Minnesota, and the snow outside of First Ave. I just wanted my name in the star. Now look at where we at, still growing up. Still growing up. I would lay in my bed and dream about what I've become. Couldn't wait to get older. Couldn't wait to be some. Now that I'm here, wishing I was still young. Wish I didn't drink all of that flash first. Wish I made it to homecoming. Got up the courage to ask her. Wish I would've gotten out of my show. Wish I put the bottle back on that shelf. Wish I wouldn't have worried about what other people thought and felt comfortable with myself. Rooftop open and the stars above. Moment frozen, sneaking out and falling in love. Me, you, and that futon. We just begun. On the grass dreaming, figuring out who I was. Maybe you always look back and think it was better than it was. Maybe these are the moments. Maybe I've been missing what it's about. Been scared of the future, thinking about the past while missing out on now. We've come so far, I guess I'm proud. And I ain't worried about the wrinkles around my smile.
Welcome to another episode of Millennials Third Eye. My name is Joe LoCastro, and you're listening to the episode of Starseeds. Joining me is Candace from a Blue Owl company. What's going on, Candace?
Hey, how's it going, Joe?
It's going good. It's going good. I'm excited. You're excited. We're going to be talking about Starseeds, and maybe you out there listening, you might be a Starseed, and we're going to get into that in just a minute. Before we do, Candace, what's going on? How's life?
Life is good. Life is great.
Life's good. That's
here,
great. Life's always
podcast.
Good.
Yeah, always good. Always good. Lots to be
I can't complain.
About.
Every it depends on the day. Life has challenges, but it's all about how you overcome them, how you observe them. What are you going through? But we're going to talk about that later on, most likely through readings. If you're calling in for a reading, hang in tight. Check out the episode. You're live right now with us this evening. Well, this afternoon. 3 p.m. on the East Coast. What's up, East Side? So we're going to get right into Starseeds. Before we do, I'm basically going to give a briefing on what is a Starseed. So Star seeds are individuals that are advanced. They have this feeling. We're going to go into the symptoms too, but feelings of different variations on not fitting in with everyone in the world in a sense. We'll go into the symptoms in a minute, but this corresponds with awakening and soul awakening and ascension because everyone has a different, what they call it, encoded activation or time frame or when it's going to happen. And what they go through essentially as well. This is where most likely you'll find the starseed topic because you're looking for answers. These individuals have different things about wisdom, hibernation, the different variations on what their role is on this earth and what their sole purpose is. So let's go right into the symptoms here. Candace, you want to add anything to that?
You pretty much said it all as far as that goes. It's like an awakening. A lot of these symptoms
Absolutely.
Are the same as the awakening. But different star seeds will tend to identify more with other things. You know what I mean? Like they identify with certain aspects related to their star seed. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. So the characteristics here are from a young age, you have had inherited wisdom that usually comes from later in life from other people. You've basically an incarnation. You've been told you're an old soul. You feel ancient to the core. Ancient to the core. No matter where you are, you always feel a feeling of homesick, or you know that home feels like it's home doesn't feel home. Even as a child, you've always felt different, as though you are unique and others cannot understand you. You feel divided from the world as if it's a constant battle from them versus you. You often feel morally superior to others regardless of education. And I wouldn't say superior and like, got you. Just more like superior, like kind of indifferent, but at the same time, they don't understand. You often feel morally superior than others. We already talked about that. Your sense of empathy is overwhelming. So you're a very caring individual, and that's probably across the board. We'll get into that in a minute. You feel different from those around you. However, you have natural inclination to relate to their struggles. Your physical body is an enigma to doctors. It functions differently than everyone else's, and the medical world struggles to understand it. I think it's interesting. I believe that. You are incredibly intelligent, but bored easily by traditional academics. Absolutely. You have had a paranormal – before I go into that, I was watching a lot of Gaia recently, and this one show, I forget what the title was, but the guy was, like, really into – all this and the how you could find yourself, and he's like, let's take the questionnaire, and he kept going. What did you answer?
Okay.
I answered absolutely. And every time he would come, he'd be like, what did you answer? I don't know about you, but I answered absolutely. So you, all right. The other characteristics here is you've had a paranormal or psychic experience for sure. You feel as though you have a purpose or a mission to fulfill. Absolutely. Well, here we go again with me. Absolutely. You lack the passion or intrigue to truly devote yourself to one area and understand the banality of life. Huh. The physical limitations of your body often frustrate you. Yeah, that's interesting. You feel as though you should be able to do more but are vexed by your restrictions. This is because star seeds remember far more freedom in their physical form. You have very few friends, but those who are seem to understand you without the need of explanation. Your dreams are vivid and exceptional. Waking life never seems to measure up. Often your dreams will seem otherworldly, as though your mind has created a completely separate universe. Others are often wary of you and feel uncomfortable in your presence. People instinctually know that you are different. Now, I mean, this can go on and on. We're going to go into the characteristics of each star seed because there's a couple of different subjects here. But when it comes to my experience,
I think most of your listeners can. I think most of the listeners can totally relate to all of those characteristics in one form or many of those forms.
For me, I don't know if you have anything you want to add after, but my experience was based on happiness, freedom, and this is before I came across mine. And if anyone wants to play a game later, we'll figure out, like, you can guess which one we are, me and Candace. But mine was based off of freedom, happiness. Definitely didn't feel I felt like there was so much more to this universe that I would once in a while, like, look up the stars and be like, I want to go home. What else did I play a part in? I just didn't feel like this was it, and I didn't want to correspond to the system here. And I never would have thought starseeds were a thing because I went into it and started to realize so much. But before we get into those, I want to talk about the old star seeds and the new star seeds, because I think it's a big difference in each one before we get to the topics. When we get into the old star seeds, it talks about having hundreds of lifetimes on Earth, going back to the beginning of humanity, even though the beginning of the planet. These are all guardians of Earth and have strong links to Sirius, which is the spiritual guardian of Earth and humanity. Their life mission are tied into the long-term evolution of Earth and humanity, and this is why they have willingly incarnated on Earth so many times in order to fulfill these projects. They have often performed the roles of spiritual teachers, shamans, prophets, light workers, especially with the Earth ley lines and sacred sites, temple guardians, healers, all kind of leaders, basically, kings and queens, high priests and priestesses. These star seeds hold the wisdom and spiritual knowledge of ancients as it has been used on Earth. And this is why I talk about incarnations often, because it's really important. We have most incarnated souls. This includes the human knowledge of astronomy, astrology, runes, numerology, certain healing modalities, light work, and spiritual ceremonies. This will be the last lifetime as a human being for many of these old star seeds, and that's how I feel, who are completely the cycle of lifetime on Earth and have completed the cycle of lifetime on Earth and all the project and work included in these cycles. These star seeds have often mastered the ability to hold a balance between being grounded, being spiritually aligned. This is why they still resonate with their extraterrestrial origins, even though they have lives on Earth in so many lifetimes. And the new star seeds, I mean, this is a longer one, but I'll sum it up briefly. This is either their first time or their second time. They're still new to it. They don't have either an incarnated soul just yet because it's so new. Even though they have amazing gifts, they find it hard to integrate within humanity, which is so different from the star beings and worlds that they represent. They simply have no experience of lower consciousness of humanity. The new star seeds are often young, and some see them as a crystal or rainbow children. Some are the seeds of Ashtar. This is stuff that I don't know if you came across yet, but I haven't really gotten into that realm yet. This lifetime is often the beginning of future cycles of lifetimes, so this is their beginning of incarnating Earth, and so they're preparing for their future lives and their future missions. So when I say future, when they're reading that and also speaking about it, future lifetime, future missions, when we're awakening, if you're an old soul or not, you're coming into this lifetime awakening and realizing what's going on. You're going, oh man, what's going on in my life? You're going for that soul awakening. It's basically speaking in the sense of finding yourself again, realizing who you are. And this is probably a good beginning, but also speaking about preparing for that mission. And we all have different missions in the sense of the starseed demographic. So we'll get into that now. When you're ready, Candace, let's roll. What are we going to start with?
Well, I think what I want to add, like, I think that the new generation of starseeds that are coming in, like, the rest of us, we're tired. We've been here forever. And so this new blood that's coming in, this new, you know, with fresh ideas on how to do things, you know, they're the ones, you know, our children and children's children, they're the ones that are going to be the change. We're trying to create it, and they're going to implement it. They're going to carry it out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But did you
There's carrying it out. There's like the evolution. It's like a follow through. And
Yes. There's
basically, for example, there's example of us doing this now, and then later on, it's their turn. Creating that cycle evolution so we continue moving forward in a positive step.
Yep. Also, in like this 3D world, most star seeds are like diagnosed with like autism or like ADHD or ADD. You know, we're the daydreamers. You know, we're the ones that aren't paying attention to what's going on. And you know what I mean? In a sense, we're in our own little world. But a lot of us, I was never formally like diagnosed with ADD. As I got older and became an adult, I was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
Uh-huh.
So I can, and like my children are ADHD. So, you know, it makes a lot of sense.
Absolutely. That is a big benefactor. And I know that for me, well, especially one of the star seeds, but let's get into it. Which one do you want to talk about first?
Good God. Why don't we start at the beginning with, indigos. Which is, the indigos are probably like the first generation that came in like the 50s, 60s, 70s. They came in early on. They're the beginning.
No, not usually.
We choose when do we want to participate, when we want to volunteer to come in and help out. But usually there's like, surges, you know, like a mass amount at one time that all come together. You know what I mean? So that's when they notice. They're like, oh, wow, this is different, you know? Crystals can come in the same time, you know, as indigos, but they just noticed more of at that time. But indigos are very strong-willed and very stubborn. we don't like authority. We really don't. And we don't have a lot of patience with things that we find, I guess, mundane or just like, I don't kind of need to know this, you know, or, you know what I mean? We just don't have a lot of patience with stuff. We tend to be rebels. We're free thinkers. Think outside the box. And again, we're diagnosed as, you know, having attention deficit disorder.
Mm-hmm. I have here to add to the indigos that more free-spirited, independent, have a nervous energy, need to move and wiggle, are protectors, activists, rescuers, get bored easily, out-of-the-box thinkers. What else here? Challenge the old systems and authority that is not in integrity and often get diagnosed with ADD and ADHD. Strong-willed. Again, I have here the born like in 1978 to 95, but I mean, I don't think even as an old soul, if you're being reincarnated, does it play a part in time frame? I don't know. Creative with artistic flair, jewelry, making poetry, prone to addictions is a big one. They're an old soul, as if they're 13 going on 43, intuitive or psychic, possibly with history of seeing angels or deceased people. They could have reworded that. And isolationist, either through aggressive acting out or through fragile introversions. Independent and proud, even if they're constantly asking you for money, possess a deep desire to help the world in a big way, wavers between low self-esteem and grandiosity. They're bored easily, has probably been diagnosed with ADD or ADHD. We talked about that. Prone to insomnia, restless sleep, nightmares, or difficulty with fear of falling asleep. Has history of depression or even suicidal thoughts or attempts. Now, that's not everyone. I mean, depression or suicide, it's more like two different spectrums. Looks for real, deep, and lasting friendships. Easily bonds with plants or animals. Vastly intelligent, great with technology. To add to that, I would say more in search of happiness and freedom, not into the whole aspect of time, because time is irrelevant, but indigo children are more so the ones who just want to be free from restraints because they don't feel that they should be going to work from 9 to 10 or whatever, you know, all those different things, because we just want to be happy. And if we're not happy with what we're doing, it's more or less finding your happiness and what is it. And this is where the start seed aspects come in, because if you're not happy and you start to go through your awakening stages, you're going, what's going on with my life? And you're feeling all these symptoms of the awakening where the activation comes in, right? So you're being called forward for your time frame of why you're being brought and what your purpose is. And this is why I think different ages come forward with awakening, because you could be 28, 15, or you could be 55. But my point is, you have a calling, you're woken up, you're being brought to this time frame to realize, like, you have a purpose now. and you're fighting through that soul awakening, going like, well, what's going on? And this is where you start to learn about Wolf as an indigo, especially why you're unhappy. And it really, really gets into depth on your comfort, because indigos are very empathic, to the point where your living situation might be difficult. You're the one who always like can walk into a job. For me, I would walk into a big ass kitchen and be like, oh, today's going to be a bad day. Or I would be the one who would go, hey, are you okay? I'll be the one that goes asking you five times, like, you sure you're okay? You want to talk about it?
Yep.
And they would be like, Joe, ask me one more time and I'm not going to be okay. I'm like, all right, cool. No problem.
Yeah.
But we,
as
indigo, we want to care. And this is where that trait comes in for each one. We'll start to see the purpose behind it. So for me, if I were to place a role for indigo, it'd be definitely an old soul. You have a prophet or a historical incarnation that needs to be brought forward with information from within you, not a book. And you care about others. You want to be a leader. You want to be a lover. You want to make sure everyone's okay, changing the system and helping others on a bigger role. What do you want to get into next?
It's like they're innately empathic. You know, everyone is empathic, has the capability, but some people actually have to learn how to put other people first or whatnot, but they tend to have they always kind of do that. Like you said, is everybody, are you okay? Are you all right? You know, always trying to make sure people are okay. It's kind of like an innate thing that we just do, you know, as starseeds, for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, after the indigos is probably the crystalline children.
Okay.
They came in right afterwards, which is, I don't want to say that they're like the children of, you know, like the indigos, but I mean, they were the next bunch that kind of came in, like in the 80s, early 2000s, kind of. They do come from an indigo adult. It's just in the blood, in the genes. They are very emotional, and they make their decisions based on their gut, on their intuition. They like to be alone. Crystallines, they like to have their alone time. They enjoy it. They enjoy solitude, you know. They're like the natural therapist, if you will, the natural counselors and mediators and whatnot. They like music, typically, all those kind of sounds and frequencies, you know, like you've talked about before, that kind of resonates with them. Very high energy, very, you know, like a little bit like the indigo, but more intense. More energy. They don't do well. They get overwhelmed in crowded places, but because there's a lot of energy going on. And like you said, like how you yourself could like go into a room and just kind of feel what the day was going to be like at work. You know, when you walked into the kitchen, you know, a crystalline, they do that as well. Like they can go in and they're like, oh, okay. They get an automatic feel. Everyone, and it's probably a little more, they're probably a little bit more connected than the indigo, you know what I mean? A little bit more intense, a little bit more than the indigo. And they're, again, they as well, they're, you know, autistic, you know, ADHD, they have all this energy, and they don't know how to deal or how to use it in this 3D, third dimension. They're very creative. They're creative.
I'm looking at this and I'm thinking sometimes like I'm like, am I like a blend? Because I'm looking at this list now going, because, all right, so look, I got here crystal children. All right, yeah, maybe. You never know, right? Who knows?
If you're reincarnated,
but crystal children,
yeah,
you could be a mixture. Easier to raise, very, very loving, highly empathic and sensitive, very clingy and want to be held a lot. They're late to speak but love to sing, musically inclined, artistic, extremely sensitive to chemical foods, vaccinations, drugs, and have a higher percentage of autism diagnosis. They are usually been born in 95 or later, possess large eyes with intense stares, have a magnetic personality, are highly affectionate, start talking late in childhood, are very musically oriented, like you said, use telepathy, and may use self-invented sign language to, I never did self-invented sign language, but I had a moment this past year at work with telepathy, and it was really, really interesting. I was like, did that just happen? And then it did. They may be diagnosed with autism, are even tempered, sweet, and loving, are forgiving of others, are highly sensitive and empathic, are very much connected to nature and animals, exhibit healing abilities, are quite interested in crystals and rocks. I'm more like indigo. Often discuss angels, spirits, guides, and have past life memories. Who knows anymore? Are extreme artistic and creative, prefer vegetarian meals. I think it's a mix. I got a mix here. Prefer vegetarian meals and juices to regular food. Maybe fearless explorers and climbers with an amazing sense of balance. Here, I also want to go back and add to this because there's more of a list of becoming or being a starseed.
Okay.
And we'll go into rainbow children. But so if you're still listening or you're catching on, these are the symptoms of additional signs that you might be a starseed. You were involved in a severe accident or trauma, survived a life-threatening illness, hypersensitivity to sound and light or odors, feel a tremendous sense of urgency to fulfill their life mission. They receive some form of communication from a higher source, telepathic communication with an alien entity, physical or non-physical, believe they have encountered alien entities of an extraterrestrial or multidimensional level or a being of light. That's a whole other episode for that. And at an early age, they have some kind of extraterrestrial, religious, or mystical experience. Most believe they have lived on another planet. All believe in life on other planets. Have you ever wondered if your soul is from another system? Do you ever feel like Earth is not your home? You have experienced repetitive numerical synchronicity such as 1111, 1234, 555, 111, 2222, all that other stuff.
Uh-huh.
Do you sense a certain frequency among starseeds that you might not sense in other people? I guess that's where you're like, hey, I feel like you're in a past life. Like, I know you in a past life. I got that a lot. I feel like I know you in a past life. Is there a particular star or star system or galaxy that seems very familiar to you? Have you ever caught yourself looking at a particular part of the night, time, sky, with knowing specifically what? No, without knowing why. The other night, though, I looked at the stars and I was like, whoa, I've never seen them like
beautiful.
This. But it was really, really wild. But I want to talk about let's talk about rainbow children next. What do you got?
Rainbows. Wow. So like there, and all this is based off an aura that people see. By the way. Exhibit. That's how they kind of. That's why we're called indigos and crystals and rainbows. So like the rainbow babies, the rainbow kids, they have more. They have more. But they're healers, and they are kind of here to like help humanity get back in check. You know, it's kind of like to rebalance, because everything, you know, is a little not balanced, if you've noticed. So yeah, they're here to help balance and get everything back the way it should be. Their vibrations are much higher. Usually, I think they're like 9D. They come in at 9D, and that's how they vibrate. Nothing but love. Nothing but love, and they're like very generous and probably telepathic as well. Again, how the crystals were like a notch up from the indigo, the rainbows are like a notch up from the crystals. You know, it's more intense than that. They too are rainbow start speaking later in life. You know, they're late to speaking and very very gender fluid. Like you, in the past, years, there's been a lot more talk about gender fluidity and being, trans and, all these things or whatever. There's a lot more of that being accepted. There's a lot more of that coming in. And they don't care. They don't care what you think about them. They are who they are. They love who they are. And they'll still love you unconditionally no matter how you feel about them. But they typically exhibit the, unconditional love. That is, that's the 9D goal. That's it. Unconditional, no judgment, judgment-free zone. Let them be them, and they'll let you be you. It's a two-way street. So, but yeah, they're kind of like a step up from the Crystal Kids.
The Crystal Kids. Crystal Kids. But, so I got here. Dead.
Oh, I was gonna say I have like a little personal story about Crystalline, like how I kind of got like interested in this whole thing to begin with. My daughter was born. When she was born, I actually went to a psychic for like the first time. This was like probably 8 years ago or 8 years ago I went. And one of my psychic told me that she was telling me about my daughter and stuff, and she was like, Don't give her any sugar. Don't give the baby sugar. And I'm like, why? And she had no idea. So I was like, all right, I need a second opinion. So I went to another psychic and I asked her, I said, why can't I give my daughter sugar? Like, why is it so bad? Why is it, And the second psychic told me that she's a crystalline child. So that's when I started doing like the book work. I was like, oh, this is interesting. And I learned a lot about myself as well. But as you were describing the Crystal Kids, my daughter, to a T, I mean, she didn't start talking until she was, like, about a year old. And I remember, like, she would never eat pork. Until this day, she won't eat, like, pork chops or rib. She does not like pork. And I remember when she was a baby, like a toddler in her high chair, we'd be eating dinner, and, like, she would look at me, and she was, like, talking to me telepathically. Like, I didn't realize it at the time. I was like, oh, wow, this is weird. Did that just happen? So I can totally resonate living with a crystal child. She loves to sing, and she's very hyper. She has a lot of energy most of the time, but very compassionate and very caring. So I can totally empathize and resonate what it's like to live with a crystal child, for sure.
Let me tell you something. As a professional chef, I want everyone to know out there, I'm gonna give you a secret to pork chops real quick. I don't eat anyone's pork chops, and if you want to make the best friggin' pork chop of your life, you're going to brine it. Google brining, and you're going to let that sit for 24 hours overnight, and that's just like salt, sugar, bay leaf, peppercorns, thyme, whatever. You can make so many different brines, but the whole purpose to that is you can never overcook the crap out of it, and it stays nice and moist. You're going to thank me later. But let's get back into the Rainbow Children. I like that. So I have here, they are the highest example of true potential. Rainbow Children bring in joy, harmony to their families, and they are born smiling. Oof. They're born smiling. Yeah. Bless them. Rainbow Children are to complete the final stages of the foundation that the Indigo and Crystal – see how you did that? Ooh, the final stages. The Indigo and Crystal Children have made. They're here to show us the full potential a human can achieve – eventually transcending our paradigms to create an entirely new way of existing. They are about service to others, as giving is their chosen path. In that way, they are at the height of their spiritual peak because of their duties to help. They are fearless and have no trouble expressing their emotions. They are able to generally recover from the state of negative emotions quickly. They are also known to be natural healers, channelers, and have the ability to read people's feelings. Rainbow Children are believed to be the builders of the new world. And I also have here some listings here. Besides being highly telepathic and empathic and healers, they're interested in being vegetarians and highly diagnosed sometimes with autism. Very few currently are incarnated. Parents are crystal adults, never incarnated before. So these are also, at the highest peak, but they have never been incarnated. They don't involve themselves with karma. They don't want to deal with karma. They do not choose dysfunctional families. They don't want to be a part of dysfunction. But however, here's the thing about this too. I find that throughout my my personal studies, I'm not saying this is something to be holded to accountability, but even though they talk about a lot of great things and they talk about the positive aspects, there are negative traits. And the negative traits, think about it, is the opposite. So for indigos, we don't want to surround ourselves with negative energy. We're empathic. We're lovers. We don't want to be a part of unhappy moments, and we don't want to be surrounded by unhappiness. And there was times where when I was in the kitchen working, it would be a long-ass day, excuse me for cursing, but I would come back after my hour break, and it was just, I was grateful for the hour break, but I didn't realize why I was so mad after. And it took me a while, but I realized no one wanted to be there after break. So I'm picking up on everyone's emotions. But for rainbow children, there's also high anxiety. Even though they don't want to incarnate into dysfunctional families, most of them do. Rainbow children also really are in connection to animals. They love working with animals. They're caring for animals. It's a part of their healing ability to connect with others and through animals. I found that rainbow children often feel a little bit weird, but they truly can communicate with animals. They could talk in the sense of not in a language, but they can relate and understand them and be able to calm them down or bring them peace. And they're the ones that work with the SPCA. And I noticed this because in the beginning when I was looking at star seeds, I was like, well, what would be my girlfriend who passed away? And I came across one of the articles, and she definitely was that, because she worked with animals. She had a dysfunctional family. She loved them because they didn't have a voice. She related to them in the sense of her own life. So I want everyone to know that there's definitely those other traits. I recommend you looking into that. I figure we take a quick break. I want everyone to know we're also going to be we're going to be also doing readings. We're going to take free callers if you're interested in being on the live show. And if you have called in and you haven't yet, you could call the number. It's 929-477-2767. Remember to press the number 1. And if you haven't yet and you called in, press the number 1. We're going to take about probably 3 callers later on. And if you have any questions, I'm gonna come up with something too. We're gonna pick on a couple callers before we do readings too. We'll see what they think about the star seeds. But other than that, hang in there tight. We're gonna play a song. Come back to you in a minute.
When the days are cold and the cards all fold and the saints we see are all made of gold, when your dreams all fail and the wounds we hail are the worst of all and the bloods run stale, I wanna hide the truth, I wanna shelter you. There's nowhere we can hide. No matter what we breed, we still are made of greed. This is my kingdom come.
welcome back. Thanks for taking a short break. We're going to get right into this other whole topic that I didn't even know existed. And we're going to get right into a couple readings right after. So, Candace, we got here, we were talking about before, we were talking about this topic, and there's the Diamond Children, which I thought there was only Indigo, Crystal, Rainbow, but apparently there's Diamond. And it makes sense. But did you want to talk about that? Because this is all new to me, so I was like, oh, well, we might as well throw this in there.
Well, thank you. It's pretty new to me as well, but, I mean, we evolved. I mean, we went from Indigo to, you know, crystals and rainbows, and so that's only natural, right? The diamonds.
It's only going to get more
diamonds
more after that.
Yeah, it's only going to get more. Yeah.
I wonder
and
what
so,
the next
like,
one's going to be called.
Yeah, right? I think now we're entering the Diamond Children. They've came, I guess, 2012-ish, which makes a lot of sense because a lot of people that I've talked to, that's when they started their awakening. It was in, like, 2012. So that makes a lot of sense to me. Again, everything is kind of, like, heightened from the other ones. I don't know. A lot of it's in their eyes. You know, like when you first see them, they have like these almond-shaped eyes, you know? They're kind of slanty, but like almond-shaped. And it's like you look into them and it's like an old soul. You know, you can literally see, like, you can tell that they're like not from here. They just have like that old soul.
You look into their eyes and they're weird for sure. I was just kidding.
But they do. They have a higher level of knowledge and being intuitive and when they want to. Like they'll use their intuition when they want to. They're going to be our leaders. They're going to be our future leaders. They have a high vocabulary, which is, and they almost speak their like own language kind of, but, they're just, again, a heightened version. I don't know much about them. I just very recently heard about them. So, but, they probably, most likely than not, I mean, there's probably not a lot of research on it yet, but they're just like all the rest, but heightened.
So what I have here is they're born from 2010, 2011. They follow the Rainbow Children. It's said to be their first time on Earth. And I want to correspond to what you're saying, I believe it might seem to be that they have an old soul, and I'm not really sure what the answer would be. But as their first time here, or at an earlier state as the incarnation, if not, they're the ones that are probably the first time being evolved in a state of where they're already at, instead of us kind of going through the awakening and going, oh, this is what's up.
Yes.
They already have that
they're
kind of put
there.
Together, but it's already natural. So they're following through with that evolution. Many diet sensitivities. Organically more of the breatharian. Okay, what's that? Not normal to eat through their mouths the way they do. Interesting. I don't know how have many digestive issues, cording, draining. Okay, so they're not familiar with the processed foods, which is not good either. Processed foods are obviously not good. Hard to process 3D energies. So that corresponds to even food. Negativity is like poison to them, so they're really sensitive in the aspect of they don't belong in that third dimension or the negative material world. Very intelligent and talented, have innate psychic ability, good intuition, shy away from leadership roles. Very few presently incarnated, must have evolved parents. The most important thing for raising these children to keep in mind is to give them a very healthy diet. One of organic and unprocessed foods without food dyes and preservatives and chemical-free products and at home. and they need to learn in similar classrooms and do best at schools that incorporate all these senses in learning that are more projected based. They are very sensitive to vaccinations and cannot handle the ridiculous amount of vaccinations that are being recommended for children by the time they are 18 months old. These children respond extremely well to natural ways of healing using sound, color, herbs, homeopathy. How do you even say that word? Homeopathy, yeah. Natural foods and energy medicine to help them heal. Parents need to talk to their children honestly and explain why certain rules or things need to be done. And parents need to be in integrity, walk the talk. Getting your children involved with music and the arts and spiritual studies or organizations is highly recommended. So that's interesting to go about it. I never really heard of them, and it makes sense. And it does make a lot of sense. If you think about it in evolution too, with all the work that's being done with indigo, rainbow, crystal, and then they're already evolved in the state of ready to go in a sense, but they're also stating with their own bodily digestion, it's also speaking in the sense of, okay, the next evolution part would be the need for a better food integrated system. And that's where my mind's going.
That's exactly where it's going.
I mean, I think we dropped some hints by accident, but Candace, I'm assuming you're an indigo.
I strongly identify as an indigo. I do. I strongly identify as an indigo. I always have.
You know, I do as well, and I wanted to add to this because I came across it as well, and this is something I left out a part of my journey. That's why I talk about the light warriors too. They're generally born with a warrior spirit, the indigos, with a collective purpose to try to stop the old systems that no longer serve us. They're here to recreate the fundamental ideas of government, education, our legal systems, lack of integrity. To accomplish this, they generally have a fiery determination and sometimes a bit of a temper, which I highly connect to. Indigos know when they're being lied to, patronized, or manipulated.
Oh, yeah.
Many indigos end up being diagnosed with hyperactivity disorder, which is a big deal. Like, this is like everyone that I know that's an indigo, or attention deficit disorder, as they are quite sensitive and literally exist at a higher, fast-paced level. Sadly, when they're medicated, the indigos often lose their beautifully sensitive spiritual gifts and warrior energy. And I want to add the light warrior energy because it might not just correspond with indigos, but light warriors versus light workers. I don't really think there's a huge difference, but when it comes to light warriors, we've been through more aspects of trials and tribulations, and we kind of go, when is this going to stop? When can I have financial stability? When can I have a love life? When can I have, you know, the normal system in place where everything's good? And we go through all these difficulties, but we still get back up. And the light warrior is the person that really needs to be a part of explaining and being true to themselves and in front of everyone. Because when you're talking about anything that comes up, you might be helping someone that needs to hear it. So basically, as a light warrior, how did you survive it? How did you overcome it? How can you teach them in a different way that they can make it through as well? And being that individual, you're giving someone a lot of hope. And it's not to say, like, what we go through in life, it's always to be grateful, because even though it sucks at times, we're helping ourselves recover, but someone else might be going through the same thing that they need to hear it from you because they can associate with it.
Yep. I can definitely resonate with that a lot. With all the experiences that I've had to get where I'm at today. Oh yeah. I can definitely resonate with that.
So, we're coming to the end of this topic really quick. Usually we're on here, or I've been on here, even with you, Candace, we've been on here for like, I don't know, 2 hours. But, I mean, we're going to be on here. It's almost 4 o'clock. It's an hour long. We're going to take a couple callers for readings. Make sure that when we pick you, I prefer not to know any questions or what's going on, so that way you can connect spiritually. And Candace is going to be breaking out. She's still working on. She's really gifted. We're all at a different stage in life. And I'm not saying I'm better than anyone or anything like that, but we all start somewhere. So Candace is going to be rocking it out too. She's good. She's worried. other than that, again, we're going to pick
I'm
you.
Nervous.
Make sure you press one. I'm nervous. We're going to pick you. Make sure you press the number 1 if you're interested. And we're going to take about 2 or 3 callers. Make sure you also like the page on Facebook, the Millennials Third Eye, and follow Candace on her page, which is the Blue Owl.
Yeah, the Blue Owl. The Blue Owl Intuitive. Yes, Blue Owl Intuitive.
Check it
Facebook.
Out. Let's see here. I'm going to go with a familiar area code to start off because it just catches my eye. We're going to go with area code 914. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Christine, and I'm calling from Colorado.
Oh, that's what's up, Christine, calling from Colorado. So I'm gonna go first, and Candace, you can follow through. Go ahead and do your thing, Candace. Let's see, energy-wise. So let me know afterwards if this connects to you, because the first thing that's coming to me spiritually and energetically is your love life, and there's something with to do with a breakup and a separation. And it's also talking about letting go of this person, because as much as you might have loved them or care about them, they don't care about you as much, and don't take that the wrong way. The other thing, too, is about going forward with your own life and realizing that there's negative and positive. So when we go through a hard thing in life, we're going to move forward with the best version of ourselves. So with that being said, this might be a difficult time for you, but there's someone coming along the lines that's much better and is meant to be with you. They're also telling me to tell you about education in the sense of going further with career or something that you're working forward to, because your mind and soul and body and spirit have to be fully in that. They're also talking about moving. It's not going to happen right now. It's going to happen within like the next 6 to 8 months. And the last thing they want to bring up is family. As much as we don't want to be a participant of family all the time, we love them, to give them a call once in a while just to show you like, hey, like you're in my mind. I care about you. Okay, and the last thing, actually, no, they want to add friends, too, to this. Try not to, it's a normal thing in life. We want to talk to our friends about what's going on, but they want me to tell you in this aspect, not friends, but how we speak. And how we speak is a big thing, because when we go, I don't know, I'm not sure, you're affirming to yourself with an affirmation, telling yourself that you're not capable or you're not sure or you don't believe in yourself. So what I mean by that is, say I am worthy, I am successful, I am abundant, I am happy, I am doing this today. So catch on the words that you're speaking, but especially with friends when you're talking about something, be more secure when it comes to, and don't take it the wrong way either, when it comes to your emotions, where you want to go in life, what you're doing. And this is a normal thing for all of us. We kind of want to express like what's going on in our life and what happened. But try to catch yourself on how you speak. And before I pass it to Candace, I want to ask you, does that connect with you?
Yes, everything. Thank you. Yes.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome. Thank you. Make sure you follow the page if you don't yet.
I will. Thank you again.
You're welcome. Candace, we got?
Yeah, that was pretty spot on. Yeah, definitely. There's like a lot of growth coming from like spiritually, kind of like within yourself. A lot of growth definitely going on, coming from kind of like a place of sadness per se. Like I saw the color blue, which is kind of sadness. But definitely a lot of like inner growth happening for sure.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I've been working on myself, and I appreciate everything you said. I do have a quick question kind of related to the first thing you said was about my love life. And I'm just curious, like, do you see when that could possibly be happening? Because I've been single for years now, and I'm not really rushing anything. I'm just, like, kind of being patient and waiting and working on myself. So I'm not in a rush or anything, but I'm just wondering if you can pick up on how far.
So what they're talking about when letting go of the past relationship, even though it comes with X amount of time you've been single, we still hold certain things in our emotion, in our subconscious mind, that can still correspond with space for someone else to step in. So if you're still holding on to anything, definitely let that go and make peace with it. But within that move to 6 to 8 months, I'm not sure exactly why, where, or how it's going to happen, but you're going to be transforming into a new area, a new location, whether it be far or near. But that move is going to bring someone new in your life where you're going to be exploring and opening. It's an exciting time frame for you. And that's where it's going to be playing a part.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Thank you so much. I look forward to that.
You're welcome. Thank
well,
you for calling in.
Thanks a lot. Blessings to you both.
Yeah. Blessing to you, too.
You too.
Thank you.
All right, we got next. We'll take a couple callers here. Let's see who to pick. There's a couple callers here, so we'll go with area code 203. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. How are you? Where are you calling from?
Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Represent Bridgeport.
Originally, New York, though.
Oh, that's what's up. That's even better. What part of New York?
Westchester.
I'm in the Hudson Valley. So, Stacy, the first thing that's coming up for me when I'm picking up on your energy is this, and don't take this the wrong way, it's just how I'm verbing it and using the words, but you're kind of bored of the same situation or cycle in life, and you're also wanting to do new things, and you're looking for the next things in life. You're also, what's the word I'm really trying to use is, you got comfortable, not comfortable, but complacent with what you've been doing. There's a routine, you go to work, you do your thing, but you're also waiting for something to happen, and you're not sure exactly what the next step is. Does that make sense?
Yes.
But they're also telling you to also challenge yourself. And what I mean by challenge yourself is, what is the next things you want to do in the sense of hobbies, creativity? We don't at times want to do things by ourselves, but they're saying put yourself out there in the sense of new ventures during your weekends, new things that will excite you. Put in that work, because we think at times like things are going to show up at our door. And I'm not saying don't take it the wrong way either, but things don't just show up at times. And when we want to take a step in looking for things or bringing new people, love, things in our life that are exciting, we have to also put ourselves out there.
Uh-huh.
They're also telling me that you've been debating about moving too.
I just moved from New York to Connecticut 3 years ago.
Oh, you just moved 3 years ago. Okay. There's a lot of uncertainty, and I'm not saying that the wrong way. It's just like you don't know what to do next because you're looking for all these subjects. It's like love, excitement, career. It's kind of becoming a system. And I'm not saying don't change it all, but I'm asking you, there's something that's missing within that you're putting it and portraying it on everything else. So what happens is when we're alone or we're lonely, we kind of put it, reflected on everything that's going on in our life. So we'll go, okay, well, what do I want to do? I feel like I don't do enough. Or then work kind of becomes boring and we're not fully proud of what we're doing, but we're okay, we're content. And it plays this imbalance.
Right.
So what they're essentially saying is bring in that excitement when it comes to new hobbies or new adventures or new things. Don't just stay home and read a book, but go out there and find new things, because this is what's going to bring in what you're looking for. And they keep talking about love too.
Mm-hmm.
Not just love for another person, but love for yourself and new opportunities that will come to you, because you're not just looking for the opportunity, you're putting yourself out there for excitement. And this is where you're going to find a lot of networking, a lot of opportunities, a lot of this is where love's going to come in. But so essentially, the sun's out, put yourself out there. Don't just wait for it another weekend, another month, another day, and don't just settle. Essentially, don't just settle for the system.
Okay, I can relate to that.
What do you got, Candace?
Well, I just pulled a card for, like, her current situation, and it's the King of Wands, like, in reverse. And, like, the wands are, like, for growth and inspiration, ambition, but it's reversed. So, like, kind of going along with Joe, it's like maybe you kind of lack that ambition. That's why you don't know where to or what to do next. If you're kind of lacking why, you know, what do I need to do, why? And you try to find that ambition to do it. But you're definitely being guarded, in a sense, by your angels. Definitely, like, lots of white light being guarded. And they're sending you signs. If you haven't noticed them, or you will definitely notice them to know that you're on the right way, on the right path. Because in the future, you will have, if you find that ambition, you will have everything, the whole world, like literally in your hand. And because the Two of Wands was in reverse, and usually it's the future, so it's not known. But once you find that ambition, and like the Two of Wands, like a couple, like a pairing, yeah, you'll get that, you know, and you're being guided for sure, for sure.
No, yes, I've been feeling them.
Oh yeah, yeah, they're around. Lots of white light for sure.
Oh, I've been told that. I even caught them in pictures.
Oh yeah, they're there. They're guiding you. Oh yeah,
that's cool.
Nothing but happiness.
Keep following.
Yeah, yeah. I like you said, I've been like in that limbo stuck stage of, you know, where to go next with my abilities, which mm-hmm. route to take, you know.
You have to find that inspiration, you know, whatever it is that you're interested in, just dive deep, just to your heart's content. So that, you know, the more you learn and the more you grow, you know, and this will only benefit you later, you know, it will only benefit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you got the world. You got the world.
Oh yeah.
You're on divine timing, which is essentially like nothing can go wrong. Just keep following through day by day with where they're bringing you, because you're going to start to see a lot of synchronicities too if you haven't already. I don't know why that was just popping in my head. Yeah.
Yeah, I
keep
saw
following
that too.
Through.
Yep, I have. And
yeah,
I've been going
points.
To like. Oh, I see. I find dimes, pennies, feathers.
Are you picking them up, though? Because when you pick it up, you're not losing the message. Sweet. I'm
no,
proud of you already. Good job.
Yep, I've been picking them up. I find them in the weirdest places. We went on vacation, and I found a dime on the bottom of the pool.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
And I was, like, the only one in the pool, so I was like, okay, this is, like, something. This is a sign.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're in water, so, like, water kind of goes with the flow. If you think about it, like mm-hmm. the ocean or the river, you know, they go with it.
Yep.
That sounds good.
The only thing that's getting me stuck is I know I have, like I said, I caught pictures of spirits, and
mm-hmm.
I feel them all around all the time. And there's one I get, like, I don't know how you explain it. They're almost like images I see. And almost like it could mm-hmm. be like a movie strip, like basically like parts of little images or a picture of something. I get that
okay.
all the time. And there's this one particular male that I keep on seeing, but I don't know how to go
right.
about it. And I get pictures, images of him.
That's one of your spiritual guides. And what I wanted to like okay. while we're going on with this conversation. Your gift, like you have a gift, you have a spiritual gift, and they're calling you.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised if it hasn't happened yet. Well, the synchronicity is going to lead you there, but you're going to go through your awakening. That's why you're probably listening to this topic of star seeds. But on top of that, what are you waiting for? Develop yourself because you're gifted. Not develop in the sense of like, learning, but you already have certain things. You just got to let it flow more. Stop questioning it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Because
yeah.
I spoke to different people, and I come up with things that I never knew, or I hear things and I mention it, and I'm like, how do you know? I go, I don't know. I just hear it, you know? But it's like,
you know, we're gonna do
I don't
right
know where
now.
To go on from there.
I want you to do me a favor. Let go of anything that you feel like would be a worry, doubt, or fear when you do this. Don't question it. Don't think you're going to be wrong. And I want you to
mm-hmm.
listen to my voice and just, what do you get from the energy? What do you get from feelings and messages? What do you... Like, just let it out. And don't worry about anything. Just for example, feel like you just are relaying the message as a person.
For you? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I feel good vibrations. A lot of healing has to be done. I feel that it's going to be more You're going to be more into your gifts than you're letting out.
Mm.
I also see, and I've been seeing in the past, I've seen you in a room filled with a bunch of people doing a lecture or... yeah, a lecture
yeah,
or... Or doing some kind of work like that. You're wearing all white.
Oh my God, this is like the seventh time someone said this.
Uh-huh.
I also sent a symbol that I keep seeing around you. It's a circle with the pyramid and the eye
mm-hmm.
in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I see that all the
Whoa.
Time around you.
Do I know
you? I get
you?
That as like a picture.
What's that symbol? Is that
Ra? No. That's the all-seeing eye, but that's also it's an alchemy symbol. But that's never. You have no idea. I'm so happy I asked you to do that because this is something I've heard before. I wear all white once in a while. It's also part of my religious background. But someone has said to me already, I see you giving a lecture like you're talking to thousands of people and you're wearing all white. So for you to just do that, that's cool. I think you should definitely not stop right where you are here today and keep going with this. And I think
definitely.
You should probably, I mean, it's all fair. It's up to you if you want to read Candace now. But
okay, yeah, I'll try my best.
Oh, no, if you want to. I mean, wow, I'm blown away by your reading for Jennifer. That's cool.
Like I said, it comes and goes. I don't know how it works, but it comes and goes. Some people I could really read good, and some people I'm like, ah. It's like sometimes I get a blockage, like someone's blocking me.
I totally understand.
And sometimes I do astral projection where I can see the room and everything you're in, too.
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
It's
interesting.
Yeah.
I should have cleaned.
Should have cleaned.
Okay. Sitting down in a dining room kitchen area table.
Okay.
Loving energy. Oh, that's all I get right now. It's like something's there.
I'm actually sitting at my desk, and I'm in my office where I make my candles, which I love, but I also work from, like, my heart chakra, so
mm-hmm.
the loving it, I mean, that's just, all that resonated, but, you know, whatever.
I don't
know.
I think you're still with me.
I can see you,
I'm sitting
I can
in my dining room table.
Well, oh, that's the thing. I get things all, like, pushed together. I mean, I was on, I follow a lot of people. I know I was told I'm going to have a lot of mentors. Not one,
mm-hmm.
a lot.
That's good.
To help me because I'm, you know, the abilities that I have, they say. So I'm like, okay. So I look and I watch everybody's, you know, different way how they read, how they, you know, give, you know, different lectures. I'm always constantly learning. I look into different
good.
Things that you don't think of, like shamanism, palm reading. I look at every little thing, get little information of different things.
Yeah.
To know.
I don't believe we should have one mentor in certain aspects because we're supposed to learn from different variations of people to take it in and out and pros and cons. But especially the diversity and religious backgrounds and spiritual backgrounds, that's excellent because you're following through with what your calling is, what your incarnated soul might have that you need to be led to. So, and this is where your spiritual guide comes in because you have a shaman. I'm being told you have a gypsy. But you also have an alchemist, and this is where you're able to astral project, and this is where the symbols come in, and there's angelics for you. Well, we've already talked about that, angels, but keep doing that. That's awesome, and that's pretty wild because you're not the only one to tell me that.
I have I had several out-of-bodies experiences that I can recall and remember and seeing it done. I can even see myself floating above myself. I've seen
that.
And get sucked right back in. I've seen that.
Wow.
I've only astro projected once, and it was wild. I was leaving my living room by myself and put my jacket on, and I was watching this film of basically me, what I was going to do, and I saw myself put the key in the door, the locket, and I looked over to my right shoulder, the hill that goes up the road. I saw my dad come down the road. I went, oh, I don't have to lock the door. And I come back to the moment that I was still putting my jacket on. I went, oh, what was that? And I sat down. I was like, what was that about? Because it was so just like random, but it was so real. So I was like, okay. I went outside, put the key in the door. He's coming down the hill. And I went, oh, my God. I didn't even say hi to my dad. I got in the car and left. I was like, this is really weird.
Yep. And then you don't know how to act after it happens. That's how I get. I'm like... Did that just happen? Yes, I have done that. I've even seen myself getting into a car accident and then later on got into the car accident.
Oh,
I've
wow.
seen that.
Oh.
Yes, I have that. I even seen before, you know, I gave birth to my son, what he was going to look like, how he was going to look like. I even knew he was a boy before they even told me he was a boy. So
wow.
I had all that, yes. I have
you need
several
to continue
near death
on
experience.
With your studies.
Yeah,
yeah,
you're not going anywhere.
No, I don't think I'm going anywhere. It's like I tried to shut it off years ago, but they didn't want to stop harassing me. They kept on knocking on my door. Let's go, let's go.
That's cool. I want to thank you for calling in for sure. That was really awesome.
Yeah, that was a great
And stay
experience.
In touch. I want to know how your journey goes.
Oh, no, I watch your show all the time.
you're awesome.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. And, you know, make sure I get that ticket for that event that you're coming up with.
Ah.
Yeah, well, as soon as I know when it comes up, I'll let everyone know where to get a ticket. But I believe it because you're not the only one that has said thousands of people giving a lecture or talking about something, and they all end it with, you're wearing all white. And I'm like, yeah, that's something I would definitely do because it's what I do.
Yeah. I see you in a hall. That's I don't know where, but I see you in a hall. And there's
Do I still
chairs
look young
on
now?
One side. yeah, I have to say this has to be about within a year to 2 years.
Okay. That's good. That's really cool though.
that is
I love
cool.
it. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right,
both.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, Candace.
Wow.
I figure I'll play
Amazing.
One more song.
Yeah.
We'll take another break. I know. That's pretty wild how that came out. I'll play a song. We'll take a break. And we'll do like two more callers. We'll extend it a little bit.
Sure. Why not?
By the way, you're doing an awesome job. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate
All right.
you.
We'll be back in about 4 minutes. Don't lose your seat. Don't move anywhere. You might be next.
We'll be right back. but going full steam. Sweet to be, sour to nice to be.
Me.
When I'm a stuck out, pal, I'm not too keen. Try to change the world, I'm a plot and scheme.
Mario B, like to keep things clean. Wanna shine like Gates on
beam.
Fun radicals, that's my dream.
Dream.
Move deep, I'll stick it to your team.
Yeah, when it comes to envy, all is green. Jealous of the rhyme and the rhyme routine.
Dream.
Another dimension, new galaxy.
Intergalactic planetary.
If you're just listening right now, we just went over the topic over the hour. Star seeds, maybe you're one of them. If you missed it, you got a chance to go on the replay. You can listen to it on Blog Talk Radio on this channel, or you can get a chance to listen to it on iTunes. That's right, you heard it, iTunes. You can look on iTunes and just search on podcast, Amonia's Third Eye, and catch up, what is it, like 44 episodes, I think there is, of the past. You can check it out from where I started and where we're at today with Candace today. Right now we're doing readings, and we're probably going to take about two more people. Candace, you ready? You sound like you're going through an aftermath over there.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
Let's
check it out. Who we got here? We'll take area code 334. How's that? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, my name is Shakira, and I'm calling from Alabama. Thank you for taking my call. I was getting impatient.
Thanks for waiting. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
So what the energy that I'm getting from you right now, from my spiritual guides, is there's a couple different situations going on when it comes to family, love, work, finances.
Uh-huh.
All right, so you're in a relationship, yeah?
No, but I still talk to my ex heavily.
You still talk to your ex? Okay, so it's like it's there, but it's not there.
Right.
Because what they're talking about is there's a turmoil in the sense of what the direction's going in and where it has been going. And what they really want to talk about is the financial situation, because there's something to do with what you do or what he's doing. But they're playing a part in this reading because it's for you. When it comes to your responsibilities and it comes to how much time you have, they want you to dedicate some time to doing some either classes online but basically going forward with what you really want to do with life, because this is going to play a role of your happiness, your stability, your achievements, your goals, because this is where happiness will provide. Happiness is not supposed to be fulfilled by a partner. Love is not really meant to be provided by a partner. We're supposed to love who we are and love ourselves fully. But you've been putting yourself in a position where you've been feeling the lack of, and you're not really focused on yourself. You're focused on the relationship or what you feel is missing. And I want you to understand that, because
when we love who we are, what we're doing, we're proud, we're accomplished. We don't need someone to help us feel balanced. And they want you to fully be aware of that, because this is where the relationship will start to play a better role, and it would be moving forward in the right direction. Because they're not telling me to tell you to cut it off or forget about them, because this person is, mm-hmm. is actually a really cool individual, funny. Their personality is very semi-OCD, but they're trying to also help you, and you're helping them. But
yeah,
I don't know why I get this Taurus personality. Yep. I'm not a horoscope person.
I'm a Taurus.
Okay.
He's a Virgo.
Ooh.
Earth type.
Virgos are cool, but when it comes to Taurus and Virgo, in my mind, I'm not a horoscope person, but... you would be like a friend and help them see things through when they need help. But the Virgo personality is very independent at times, and they want, they're loving, caring, but they're also like, no, I'm doing my own thing. But
mm-hmm.
they need their own time. But when it comes to this relationship, they're telling me to tell you, don't make it the main focus. Keep hold of it. Keep connected to it. But really question yourself on where do you want to go. Because this is what's going to lead you to the full balance of them coming into your life fully again and you moving forward. Because they're talking about the future, and this is really important, because they want you to go through circumstances better than you already have. And I'm not saying that you're going through hard times, but
I am, though.
To definitely move forward.
And then this guy is – we've been trying for like 3 years, ever since my kid's father totally abandoned us. He stepped in and he helped with a lot, you know, financially and just around the house. He does help, but we have our problems because he tried to control things. And I've been trying to pull away from it, but I'm still, you know, it's an attachment because I do have feelings for him, but I feel like we'd be better off as friends than trying to be together in a relationship. So.
Trust your instincts.
Well, as of right now, for sure. But I'm not telling you, you have your freedom of will, but if you want to move forward that later on, but definitely keep it as friends for now, because what's important is
mm-hmm.
you at this moment.
Right.
Candace, what do you got?
Well, I pulled a couple of cards, and I got
no way.
The page and way. Like Wayne's World. Anyways, I got the Page of Cups and the Knight of Cups in reverse. The page
mm-hmm.
is usually like a message, a messenger, and it deals with emotions. These cups, the cards deal with emotions, and they're in reverse. And in the one cup, it's like a give and take. In one cup, there's an offering, while the other one's empty. So it's kind
mm-hmm.
of like, given to, if you want this, you guys have to figure out how to, you know, give and take from each other. It has to be a balance somewhere. But in the future card is the Emperor. And he's sitting on his throne with his golden staff, and, you know, he is the king. He's the king of his domain. So I think you should trust your own instincts on which way to lead and which way to go. As far as that goes, because in the end you're gonna triumph. You know, you're gonna have all that you deserve
mm-hmm.
in your domain. You're gonna be the queen of your castle, you know? So I definitely get unhealthy vibes from the
yeah.
relationship. Definitely. Possible twin flame energy. Like you can't seem to not be around this person. Like you're constantly, like you said, back and forth, you know?
Yep.
But definitely trust your heart and your instincts, because only you know what's best for you, you know? For sure.
Right.
But in the end, yeah, you'll be the queen of your castle, so it'll work out for you in the end.
So can I ask a specific question?
Sure.
Do you all see me meeting someone? I know you were saying don't focus so much on relationship, but I do want to be in a healthy relationship and the right timing and all that. Do you see that me meeting someone.
Yeah, I see you meeting yourself more. And I'm not trying to be sarcastic. Don't take this the wrong way. But
yeah.
Be happy with your relationship with you. If you do,
yeah.
It's not going to be the right person. And I'm not saying that to bring you down. I'm just letting you know because you might feel like you're in the right relationship or you might meet someone. Because I'm getting, like, you have a good heart. You have good intentions. You're a wonderful person. You deserve that. We all do at the same time. But at the same time, you're not going to move forward with who you're meant to be fully become.
Yeah. Okay. Lots of self-love, for sure. Lots of self-love.
Well, thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You guys so
thank
much.
You. I
you're welcome.
It.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye, Shakira.
All right. I haven't used any of these buttons. The whole time. Yeah.
You know what? I will have some meatloaf. Let's have some meatloaf.
You want some?
I knew you'd go. Hey, Mom! The meatloaf! We want it now! The meatloaf!
All right, we'll take one more caller. That was was that Wedding Crashers?
I think that was Will Ferrell. I think that was Step Brothers.
I have a couple of these things here. All right, we're going to take this caller. It's area code 708. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Well, this is a very interesting show. My name is Ann, and I'm calling from Illinois.
Ann, well, thank you for calling in from Illinois. I appreciate it. I'm glad. Is it a good interesting or a bad interesting?
Well, we never focus on the bad.
Right. That's good. So, I'm sorry, what's your name again? I apologize.
Anne,
so when I pick up your energy, they want me to tell you that they're they're proud of how far you've come because you're a spiritual individual and you do a lot of work with spiritual abilities. Is that right?
Yes.
They want me to tell you that cannot sell yourself short when it comes to what you're doing or what the next stages are, where you want to go next, because we might get bored of things sometimes, but it's not saying that you're bored of what you're doing, but to continue what you're doing because you do help a lot of individuals specifically with certain aspects in their life spiritually. It's something with your abilities when it comes to really, really digging in their heart when it comes to trauma or sadness. You're a healer. You're a spiritual healer. And they're also telling me that we go through obstacles in life, right? We're just talking about we don't really look at the negative. And that's exactly what they're saying. Don't say that the wrong way. I wasn't trying to reverb it and put it back to you. But that's what they're saying. Try to understand that when we go through obstacles that it's never really a negative. It's a positive, especially when it comes to alchemy. And we want to know what the obstacle is and what we're learning here and where it's bringing us next. You're being brought to another chapter in your life. And that's essentially saying – you have so much more work to do, but you're also being called to do it because you're gifted and you're needed. And also understand, ooh, I got chills. When we go through our own things that we're not alone and we also get help from other people and when we least expect it. That's what I got. I hope that was pretty cool. I hope that connected to you and you that makes sense.
It does.
I'm glad that did. Thank you for listening, too, by the way. I appreciate it.
Bye, Dan.
Candace, what do you got?
Wow, right there. That's pretty good. I don't know. Well, so I pulled a couple cards, and, like, right now, like, in the current situation, the Page of Swords, which is was in reverse, so which kind of is a, like a lack of, I guess, like of power. Maybe you don't feel like you're living up to your potential. Maybe I don't know. But the future card is about trusting.
Wait a second. It's about what?
I'm sorry. Which card?
I couldn't hear what it was about. You sound kind of muffled. I don't understand why.
I don't either. I pulled some cards, And the present one I got was the Page of Swords, which is a messenger about like protection and intellect and having like authority. Like maybe right now you may not feel like yourself, like you're lacking like in your own power, kind of. But to have trust in the future that it's gonna be good. Like you're very emotionally based. Like you work off your emotions and make decisions off your emotions, maybe.
Intuition.
Why typically? Yes. Typically.
Yeah.
I'm not an emotional type person, no.
Okay. So that makes sense.
I'm very much more analytical as a person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, because it was in reverse. Yeah. So that makes sense.
We all start somewhere. Candace is still growing. We're all growing. But
yeah.
The last thing I wanted to add was I decided to pick a card, and I looked at the future card for you and talked about the Hermit, but it was upside down. And just remember who you are always, because you have that intuitive gift and you know more than most, and that's the sense of what's going on again and how to go about it. Because even though the Hermit talks about being lost in a circumstance, you're really never really lost. So just remember always who you are and what you're capable of when you're looking into it intuitively, spiritually, in that aspect, because you're going to see much more than meets the eye. And as individuals, we're not always able to read ourselves and see what's going on, but you're able to see what's going on a bigger scale. So always remember that.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. And no offense to Candace, I don't know what it is. I can understand you perfectly, but her... I can't understand. It's like muffled or something. I don't know if you're speaking into a mic and she's not. I don't know.
It's the microphones play a big role in the podcast,
yeah,
because
yeah.
I don't know. Even though this is like a $5 headset, it works beautifully. So that does happen at times. So I apologize.
Yeah, no, and I don't want her to feel bad. No. I don't want you to feel bad. I was just trying to. It's almost like really hard, if not impossible, for me to just to understand what you're saying.
No,
I apologize. Connection, technology.
We're going to have to upgrade you, Candace.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need
I'm going to have to mail you a headset. But I want to thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Enjoy the rest
of
your day. Candace, all right, so we had a good time. I always enjoy having you on the show. We're going to do plenty more. Next Saturday, we got the topic on mirrors, because mirrors are all around us. That's going to be a cool topic.
Yeah,
we were just talking about this. Yeah. We're probably going to have – we'll see what happens. Probably another show during the week, because it's so fun. But if you, if you haven't already yet, definitely check out Candace's page. I'll post it on my page, the Blue Owl Intuitive. Definitely like my page as well on Facebook, A Millennial's Third Eye. Check out the other shows on podcasts. You can check it on Blog Talk Radio or iTunes Podcast. I think they have it on other stuff too. If you Google A Millennial's Third Eye, it comes up on other podcast apps and stuff. But other than that, I appreciate everyone for listening in. Let me know how everything goes. And if you enjoy the show, shout out. Thank you again for everyone who listens. I thought that was cool. Like, I listen to you all the time. And check it out.
Yeah.
As well.
That was cool.
That was pretty dope. But
thanks for
everyone,
having
enjoy
me.
The rest of your
thanks
day.
For letting me practice.
I'm gonna play. Oh, not a problem. I'm gonna play another song to roll it out. But enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye.
Give it up for Naughty by Nature.